Revenge attacks between pastoralist and host communities in eastern Equatoria have resulted in the deaths of nearly 100 people since the start of the year. The most recent attack left 22 people dead after armed young men attacked a cattle camp at Mugali in Magu County, which spread to Nimule town. Ladu Atima, a South Sudanese native who resides in the U.S. Midwestern city of St. Paul, Minnesota, says it is important that people in South Sudan learn how to peacefully coexist with other communities.
Coexistence means leave others to live and let others let you live. That's very simple. To coexist, I have to respect you, allow you to live, to be alive near me, and similarly also you do the same. You respect my rights and allow me to live next to you.
Atima says when people encroach on other people's land, there will be a problem, noting that trespassing on ancestral lands is a problem worldwide.
Communities should not occupy the land of other communities without being allowed to do so by the host community. If you want to live in a place, there has to be some form of agreement, and you have to do that through the will of the local person who is willing to accommodate you, willing to have you live next to them. Because if not, then that's a problem.
Atima says the settings of cities are different from the ones in villages where people live on ancestral lands. Joseph Moelinga, a resident of the western U.S. city of San Diego, California, says the best solution is if the pastoralists leave or if Nimule town is demarcated into different zones.
We've been challenging you guys. We hosted you all these years during the conflict. You know, many people have been very, very friendly to those in this community. You know, we intermarried with them, we have kids with them, you know, they live in our lands. We have peaceful without really problem. But the recent influx of the cattle, the recent one has become the biggest problem.
South Sudanese native Fidel Deng, who lives in Nairobi, Kenya, says the current conflict is caused by the cattle keepers' constant migration from their homelands to parts of the Equatorial region. He also believes there are deadly conflicts in South Sudan because too many people have weapons.
One of the reasons why there is communal fighting in South Sudan is because of the armed proliferation in the hands of civilians, especially in pastoralist communities areas. Since 2005 up to date, the government has been very selective in dealing with disarmament issues in Greater Upper Nile region. An example of such case is the disarmament of Nuera and Dinka in 2008, leaving Murile heavily harmed in the expense of others. Second, it is very wrong for pastoralists to drive their animals to farmland.
Deng says the government should carry out a massive disarmament campaign, especially among pastoral communities across the country. On Sunday, Eastern Equatoria State's Governor Luis Lobong teamed up with the country's security chiefs to convene a rally in which they managed to convince the herders to evacuate their cattle to Jonglei State to pave the way for reconciliation. They warned politicians against fueling the conflict by spewing hateful messages. But the herders have set their own conditions, saying they want to be honored before they return with their animals to Jonglei. One condition they are demanding is free transportation for their animals. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Washington, D.C.